Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome. There have been new big developments in the Ed and Elaine Brown case. In the last few minutes, the feds ended a press conference that was not carried by local radio or TV that we could find. We are waiting for either individuals that were at the press conference, local patriots, local members of the truth community, to call into this show to let us know what happened. And we're waiting for the mainstream media to file stories on what the feds reportedly said. The local TV stations generally post later file reports with snippets from the news conferences, so you will be assured that in the next 3 hours during this transmission, we will detail exactly what happened to them. We know this. At around 7:30 Eastern last night, the feds in over 40 SUVs descended on the Browns' home. They claim that no violence took place. The neighbors say they didn't hear shots. That sounds like, that's the way I figured the feds would take them if they were successful, quote, local patriots visiting them that were able to get in that the feds opened the roadblocks for, would then draw down on them, taser them from behind, beat them from behind, you know, put guns to their heads and apprehend them that way. I do not yet know if that is the case, but I'd say there's about a 90% chance that that is the case. We hope that's the case because they could have actually been violent with them with firearms and then just told the neighbors to lie, or the neighbors may not have heard the gunshots if they were inside watching television. We don't know exactly what happened. The AP, Reuters, the local newspapers are reporting a tense 5-month standoff ended peacefully last night when U.S. Marshals took custody of convicted tax evaders Ed and Elaine Brown at their Plainfield home. Authorities announced, "We had no identification the Browns intended to voluntarily surrender," U.S. Marshal Stephen Monnier said in a statement, "so we had to move forward with an operation that promised the safest possible outcome. That day was today." The arrest occurred without incident around 7:45, he said. "High-profile situations like this are always difficult, but they don't have to be tragic. I'm glad no one was injured and that the community remained safe throughout the operation," Monnier said. The Browns were turned over to the U.S. Bureau of Prisons last night and will begin serving their 63-month federal prison term, Monnier said in June. He said the Browns would eventually be charged with obstruction of justice for resisting arrest. Now, this is stuff he said last night. This came out in the early morning hours. This Boston Globe report is 9 hours old. So I guess that came out about 2, 3 in the morning. Were you at the press conference there at the federal courthouse? Have you seen local news reports? Because, again, there's too much for us to keep track of here. Specifically, if you have documented evidence of what they said at the press conference that we don't even know took place an hour ago. They said they would do it last night. Were you there in Plainfield? Can you call in right now? Please don't call in about any other subject right now. I want to know about this. 1-800-259-9231. We don't normally screen calls, but John, find out what they're calling about. 1-800-259-9231. Obviously, I have a lot of other really big news to cover here. And coming up on the show today, we have Dave Mustaine, the lead singer, the founder, the writer for Megadeth, reportedly going to be joining us. He's on the road, and they guarantee if it isn't today, it'll be Monday. But we'll see if Dave Mustaine joins us. Generally, these hard-to-pin-down guests do. And why? Because he's come out with an anti-New World Order album. But what's interesting is he was doing anti-New World Order albums 16, 17, 18 years ago. So we'll be talking to Dave Mustaine today. Ron Paul, too, in the second hour.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared, but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place. Surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout, developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
It's here. After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Each night when you sleep, your body uses the time to restore itself so that you could wake up feeling renewed. But wouldn't it be nice to also wake up looking younger? Now there's Night Skin, a serum that goes on while you sleep to reduce age spots, reduce the appearance of wrinkles, and moisturize the skin. Night Skin was made by Dr. Arthur Perry, a board-certified cosmetic surgeon, as an alternative to some invasive surgeries. It has real ingredients that have been shown to reduce the signs of aging and fight natural sun damage, all while you get a good night's sleep. Try Night Skin today and see what it's like to wake up feeling renewed, both inside and out.
Try Night Skin risk-free by calling 1-800-894-3418. Night Skin is guaranteed to renew your skin overnight. Turning back the clock has never been this easy. Try Night Skin risk-free today. Call 1-800-894-3418. That's 1-800-894-3418.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I've been a little busy today because I found out that somebody in the chain of custody in Austin or in New York ripped off a copy of Endgame. And we're starting to put it up on the web. I guess they mean well, but that will really devastate us here if someone does that. I mean, we put this stuff out for free, but first we got to sell a few DVDs and have it for members, folks, in higher quality. So I've been busy dealing with that, scrabbling around. And don't worry, it's been taken down, folks. And I've been scanning for it and been up a few hours before I caught it. I mean, stuff like that happens. There won't be a film to come. You understand, we're that close to the margin of being able to operate here. But that's a side issue. Whoever does that or whoever's got copies, if I catch you distributing copies before it comes out, I'm going to come after you. So you need to know that. I spent 14 months, and let's just say, well over what Terror Storm cost. I don't even want to say how much. Okay? I have exhausted my limited treasury making Endgame. And I need to make money back so I can make another film. Anyways, I was just enraged early this morning to discover this. Totally enraged. And then I was very upset to hear about what happened to the Browns. We've got Dave Mustaine of Megadeth coming up later because he's gone totally anti-New World Order. And it looks like 9/11 Truth, we'll have him on, Lord willing. Ron Paul will be on with us in the second hour today as well. We have two notoriously sketchy guests popping in, but I'm sure one of them will. Because they're both busy. One of them's on the road. One of them's in Congress right now and running a presidential campaign and just raised close to $6 million in one quarter, outdoing Mitt Romney and McCain, surging to 6-1 in the Las Vegas odds for president. That's from 25-1 4 months ago, ladies and gentlemen. That trajectory gives him victory if the growth rate continues. But in the first segment, I was saying we couldn't find the newscast online. We couldn't find the press conference by the feds. Paul Watson did. It's up on prisonplanet.com right now. Paul Watson was able to find the press conference. He was able to find the reports. And so, Steve Watson was as well. So it's up on Infowars.net. That's Infowars.net, originating Infowars.net, and on prisonplanet.com. Prisonplanet.com right now. Browns were duped by Trojan horse marshals posing as supporters. Open door policy allowed officials, you mean feds, to walk in and arrest Ed and Elaine Brown. Tax protesters Ed and Elaine Brown were tricked by U.S. marshals who entered their home yesterday afternoon posing as supporters. And I kept saying that. I mean, you know, you'll have the Browns with 20 people around them. That pistol in your belt meant nothing. And they're just going to pull it out and pistol whip you, and it's going to be the end of it. Remember I said 10 minutes ago that there's a 90% chance that's what happened. Well, here it is. Tax protesters Ed and Elaine Brown were tricked by U.S. marshals who entered their home yesterday afternoon posing as supporters. The marshals entered the house at a time when there were no other supporters present, and catching the Browns off guard, were able to arrest them and remove them from the property. As we reported earlier this morning, the speculation was the Browns were infiltrated and tricked before violently subdued as authorities refused to provide any details behind their arrest, beside the fact that they did not peacefully surrender. And it still goes on, but it has now been reported by WMUR News that here's the quote from the federal marshals, and we'll go to Paul Watson. Let's even get Steve on, because he saw this. Ultimately, and then go up to Infowars.net right now for me, John, and go ahead and grab that newscast. Ultimately, the open-door policy that they seem to have, which allowed the Browns to have some supporters bring them supplies, welcome followers, and even host a picnic, this proved to be their undoing. They invited us in. We escorted them out. That's exactly how it happened. A small team of marshals pulled off the ruse, assisting the Browns without incident on the couple's front porch, Monier told local press. Reports are suggesting that weapons had been seized at the property, including explosives devices, booby traps, which were placed in the woods. Monier added the Browns may face further charges relating to the weapons. Monier also added that officials, authorities, we're the slaves, the servants, have encountered no retaliatory action from supporters of the Browns as yet, but warned that any further supporters' actions at this time could result in federal charges. And it goes on. Paul Watson, thank you for coming on with us. Do we have Paul Watson? Call him back. All right. Guess we lost the line to England, because I know he and his brother have been working more on this in the last 45 minutes. So we will get him on to, again, give us his take on what's happening there. So top story on PrisonPlanet.com and Infowars.net right now. Browns were duped by Trojan horse marshals posing as supporters. This is up right now on Infowars.net. The problem here is that they had massive support, and everyone was against the feds going in and murdering them Waco style. But then when the Browns started saying, well, we're shooting into the woods and we see movement, well, what if a family was coming in to support them, or a neighbor, or somebody walking their dog? There's houses, you know, 100 yards away, 200 yards away. That's not proper firearm safety. And the police, if they were just randomly shooting into the woods, we'd call for their arrest. It's unsafe. And you can't do that, especially when you're inviting people onto your property. Now, they made the announcement that anybody coming on their property is going to be shot at before we know who you are. Then it would still be very negligent. But, I mean, what are you supposed to say and do? That's when I had to say, look, I advise people not to go out there on the property. I've been saying that for a couple months now. And people are like, why aren't you supporting the first and second picnics? I'm like, this isn't a picnic, folks. This is people out there with 50 caliber rifles that are saying they're going to kill anybody who comes on the property. So it's now a war zone. You don't have families out there running around eating hamburgers. I'm not going to send people somewhere where they can get killed. I said, if men want to go out there, that's your business. And I said, we ought to have press conferences and get attention. And I commend Randy Weaver. In fact, let's try to get him to pop in today. For going up there and trying to bring attention to this so it could end peacefully. But the feds are in the wrong here. They are private mercenaries. That's the fact. But then the Browns did a series of things, no doubt being advised by feds. I mean, if you go to a militia meeting, you go to any of these things, half of them are feds there. And you'll know who the feds are because they'll be calling for violence or trying to sell you some army surplus they got a good deal on. It's going to be stolen equipment. You're going to go to jail. I mean, they've got I see this over and over and over again. And I just thank God the Browns weren't killed, that no feds were killed so they could turn them into martyrs. Well, we now have Paul Watson back. Paul, are you there?
Yes.
You've been able to see the newscast, read more of the reports that just now came out. It's up on PrisonPlanet.com right now. Anything I didn't cover that you've discovered?
I haven't seen the newscast, Alex. They were going to have it streamed live on WMUR, New Hampshire 9 TV station website, but then they changed the location, so it wasn't streamed live, but they're saying it's going to be up on their website soon, so I haven't seen it, but what we did...
We just now got it, so we'll IM it to you so you can post it in your brother's report on Infowars.net, but go ahead.
Yeah, we just got all the... press reports that came out, it was about an hour and a half ago. So it was up on the Prison Planet about, an hour ago. So, yeah, basically they as we predicted earlier, because obviously I woke up and learned that they'd been arrested, so a lot of times the best information that you can get when nothing's being reported on something is by going to the message board. So I went to the Prison Planet message board, and people were speculating that, because Ed Brown had said he would fight to the death rather than surrender, how was it possible for the marshals to go in and peacefully, as we're told, arrest them? So, obviously, the logical conclusion was that they posed as supporters and just went in there as a Trojan horse, and turns out that that's exactly what happened.
Well, I mean, that was obvious. If the feds wanted to get the Browns when they had those 300 people on their property, I'll bet bottom dollar there were 20 marshals and FBI there then. And they've had FBI coming in overalls, posing as hillbillies, and then openly saying, I'm FBI, you Constitution Rangers are wimps. I mean, it's just total fed off. And a lot of the people getting the Browns to shoot their mouths off about violence no doubt were feds, and we tracked that back. And I'm just so tired of watching Patriots fall into traps. But I'm just glad that they weren't able to go in there and murder all of them. And, I thought the feds wanted to have this quiet down and try to end this peacefully until they flew the helicopter low for 8 hours and at 30 feet and before they shot people with tasers, shot at Danny Reilly. And then now this seems like a de-escalation that they didn't cap them. And I think that's because the marshals are genuinely worried about people coming after them. And that is the safer move and the right move to not bust a cap in both of them, as we know the feds are apt to do. Anything else, Paul Watson?
Just that people are still asking questions which haven't been answered about, if they were violently subdued, because the U.S. Marshal Monnier admitted that they had not surrendered, which suggests that they at least put up some resistance. So people are asking questions about how they were subdued before their actual arrest. But we don't know what happened yet.
Well, I can tell you what happened. You got about five people around the Browns. All of a sudden, they pull guns out and start pistol whipping them. All right. Paul, stay there. I've got one or two other questions for you on the other side. We'll be right back right here on the GCN Radio Network.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America.
Get the Berkey Light, the American water purifier, only $279. Call New Millennium, 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We've got some of the press conference. It's been posted up on PrisonPlanet.com. The Chicago Tribune, the Boston Globe have all reported that documents have come out that indeed Israel attacked the USS Liberty knowing it was a U.S. ship. And we've got one of the people that's most angry about this coming on in the next segment. Then Ron Paul, then Dave Mustang of Megadeth. Yes, it's a big show lined up for you today. But going back to Paul Watson, as bad as this is, Paul, This is better than a shootout. It's better than federal martyrs. It's better than the Browns being martyrs. Now we've got to make sure they don't get railroaded too badly, but they're in the clutches of the authorities, the officials, the gods. What do you think of this whole saga?
Well, I mean, they live to fight another day, but, you know, it's 63 months in prison. No doubt they're going to heap on a bunch of other charges because now they're already, the Monnier was out saying that they'd found explosives and high-caliber weapons and that the whole property was booby-trapped. So no doubt that 63-month prison sentence is just, you know, just for starters. But obviously, it's a relief that it didn't end in bloodshed. Maybe it's a portend for how they'll treat similar cases in the future. And if there are more Ed and Elaine Browns out there, you know, if there are so many, then it gets to a point where they can't keep track of everyone. So their example stands out as a shining light to everyone, and the courage that they displayed throughout the whole standoff was admirable.
Their courage is admirable, but I wish they wouldn't have let themselves be shut up, because there's no doubt that the feds were in there trying to provocateur and get them to shoot their mouths off, and there's no doubt now that they fell into that trap. Because if they would have been peaceful in their statements all along, there wouldn't be all these added charges now cascading down onto them. And I would love to say the feds made up the pipe bombs, but because they've been caught doing it and admitted on the stand they've buried pipe bombs on people's property before and framed a lot of people. We've had Dr. Frederick Whitehurst, former head of the FBI crime lab, on years ago to talk about how they frame people. But when Brown and others were openly shooting their mouths off about this, let me tell you, it was not helpful for those of us that were trying to de-escalate the situation.
Well, no, and the feds seized on that for intimidation purposes after they started arresting the Browns' supporters because of this violent rhetoric. So, yeah, they could have played it differently in that sense. And obviously the dwindling amount of supporters led to them picking this precise moment to stage the arrest. So, because they put out that intimidation, a lot of people stopped going to their aid. So that could have played out differently.
Well, they wouldn't even let the media in anymore, and that's just plain stupid. You always want to get people to keep talking.
Well, yeah, but I mean, if you've obviously got to look at it from their perspective. If you've been holed up there in their home for that amount of time with all the threats flying around, then you're going to get paranoid, and that's going to, you know, affect your thinking and affect your strategy. So I just look at them as being incredibly courageous, but relieved in a sense that it didn't end in a Waco 2. But now they live to fight another day after they eventually get out of prison.
Well, I think they're going to be in prison a long time. We need to make sure that they get support in a proper defense so that, I mean, they're going to try to put all sorts of sentences on them now because of statements that were made and things that were done. But I'll be interested to find out who was posing as patriots all along and was really FBI and federal marshals. In all these newscasts and clips, I'm trying to read through them, Paul. Do we know how many people first subdued them before all the hundreds of police came on the scene?
All it says is a small team of marshals, so I'm guessing, you know, 3, 4, 5. Because if they get a big group of guys walking up to the house, obviously they're gonna get suspicious. So I don't think it would have been any more than 4 or 5 individuals maximum.
Well, I tell you, a lot of bravery on both sides, because usually the feds would just burn the building down in the past, like they tried at Ruby Ridge, like they did at Waco, because they're too scared to actually get up close to their quarry. So while I despise the feds for their criminal actions, I am at least glad they didn't kill them, and I'm glad they didn't burn the place down. They'd be true cowards.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
A new cancer study conducted on 500 mice shows when they consumed MRET, activated water, that it was nearly equal in effectiveness to chemotherapy, yet without toxic side effects. Another study done on mice intentionally infected with staphylococcal bacteria showed that 30% of those who drank regular water died from the infection, while 100% of the mice that drank MRET, activated water, lived. The secret of MRET, activated water, is that it will hydrate cells more readily. Dr. Otto Warburg discovered that cancer spontaneously occurs in the body when acid wastes are excessively high. Drinking MRET, activated water, will improve your body's ability to hydrate itself, thereby removing disease-causing acid waste. For your free report, go to MRETactivatedwater.com. That's MRETactivatedwater.com. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
Hemp, the superfood for you and your family. Hemp has nutritional values that far exceed any known plant. Hemp, used for food, clothing, and shelter since time began. Hemp. This God-given food source is controlled by your government, making it not legal to grow for American people and farmers, but legal to import. Our founding fathers grew hemp because they knew of the benefits it offered. The protein powder, seeds, and oil are available through hempusa.org. Recommended daily intake of this food source will allow the body to heal itself from many ailments. Loaded with potassium, magnesium, calcium, essential fatty acids, amino acids, and nutrients not available in other plants. Hemp can be stored with a long shelf life as a life-sustaining food source for you and your family. Could this be the government's best-kept secret? Call today at 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Learn. Help. Shop at hempusa.org. We do not charge for shipping. That's 908-691-2608 or go to hempusa.org today.
Every morning at the mine, you could see him arrive. He stood 6'6" and weighed 245, kind of broad at the shoulder and narrow at the hip. And everybody knew you didn't give no lip to Big John. Big John, Big John, Big Bad John.
Big John.
Nobody seemed to know where John called home. He just drifted into town and stayed all alone. Didn't say much, kind of quiet and shy, but if he spoke at all, he just said hi to Big John. Somebody said he came from New Orleans, where he got in a fight over a Cajun queen, and a crashing blow from a huge right hand sent a Louisiana fella to the promised land, Big John.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us today.
Big John. Big John, Big Bad John.
New revelations, an attack on American spy ship. Veterans documents suggest U.S.-Israel didn't tell the full story of the deadly 1967 incident. That is out of the Boston Baltimore Sun, which is also a Boston Globe story here. Another one out of the Chicago Tribune. New revelations, an attack on American spy ship. Veterans documents suggest U.S.-Israel didn't tell the full story of the deadly 67 incident. And it continues that Bryce Lockwood, Marine Staff Sergeant, Russian language expert, recipient of the Silver Star for heroism, ordained Baptist minister, is shouting into the phone, "I'm angry! I'm seething with anger! 40 years, and I'm still seething with anger." Lockwood was aboard the USS Liberty, the most highly decorated U.S. ship in U.S. history, I would add, a super-secret spy ship on station in the eastern Mediterranean, when four Israeli fighter jets flew out of the afternoon sun to strafe, bomb, and then the virtually defenseless vessel on June 8, 1967, the fourth day of what would become known as the Six-Day War. Yeah, they attacked with Mirage, they attacked with Desant missile rebombers, they attacked with patrol boats, they attacked and attacked and attacked and attacked for hour after hour. And now there have been some big new developments. Now, we've interviewed admirals involved, and we've interviewed the judge advocate generals involved, and those who were told to whitewash the whole thing. We've interviewed so many people. Many of them have died now. The captain of the ship, and we've interviewed Admiral Thomas Moore, later to become chairman, Joint Chiefs of Staff. We've interviewed so many. Really, I've been interviewing people for 10 years, but this has been going on for 40. And joining us is that individual who was in the Chicago Tribune and other papers around the country, who was on that ship 40 years ago, Bryce Lockwood. Sir, I appreciate your service to this country, and I appreciate your continuing to honor those that died that day and those that were wounded that day and by speaking out.
Thank you, sir.
Instead of me getting into these new revelations, if you could just set the table for those that don't know what happened with the Liberty in a few minutes and then walk through the denials, the attacks on the heroes, those that have spoken out, and then what this new info means.
Well, basically, the new info is transcripts of voice intercept tapes that were taken by both a Navy airborne collection platform and an Air Force airborne collection platform. National Security Agency had denied for years that they had the tapes, and yet here they turned up under a Freedom of Information Act after 40 years has expired. They're pretty damning. The Israelis clearly identify the ship as American and attacked it anyway.
And this is outside Israeli waters and international waters in the Mediterranean.
We were about 13.7 miles off the Sinai coast when we were attacked. There are some of us now that think the primary reason for Israel attacking us, they had captured an entire Egyptian brigade somewhere in excess of 850 men. Forced them to dig their own graves. Many of them had their hands bound behind them after they dug their graves and were massacred by the Israelis on June the 8th, 1967.
With Ariel Sharon overseeing the operation.
I understand that, yes. And here comes the U.S. spy ship. Now we've got a problem.
Now, that's the report I always got from the admirals and the captain and people 10 years ago. Over time, though, most of the heroes of the Liberty also believe that there was a plan to then go ahead and blame it on Egypt and then escalate the war.
That is quite likely. We don't know all of the details. There is an Operation Cyanide. Messages were passed between Washington, D.C. and the captain of the ship, Captain McGonigal. They were labeled Captain's Eyes Only. Just the very label, Operation Cyanide, sends a chill through your veins. We don't know what that was all about. There's been some speculation. There was a Scottish reporter that wrote a book on Operation Cyanide on the Liberty attack, and that was pretty much his premise. By the way,
people who knew what cyanide was will start talking about it and then die within hours of heart attacks.
That's a possibility, I'd say.
Well, we've seen that. Every time it comes up, it's a very dangerous subject. And I know that McGonigal wouldn't talk very much about that.
Captain McGonigal, I firmly believe he very much deserved the Medal of Honor for his entire conduct throughout the attack and until Admiral Kidd came aboard. From the time that Admiral Kidd joined the ship before she even reached Malta, a lid was clamped on everything. We were ordered not to talk about it. Captain McGonigal was in his last cruise. He was going to be forced to retire after this cruise where Liberty was attacked. Suddenly he's awarded the Congressional Medal of Honor. He's promoted to full captain. and given his choice of duty. And it sure sounds to me and many of the other crewmen that the captain was paid off to keep quiet.
Absolutely. Now, walk through specifically, and again, we're talking to USS Liberty hero and survivor Bryce Lockwood. Bryce, as a young Marine officer on that ship, what were you doing?
I was a Russian linguist. Incidentally, I was enlisted. I was not an officer. But I was a Russian linguist, and that was my primary responsibility. There was a group of Soviet Tu-95s stationed at Alexandria, Egypt. And the Soviets had pretty well told the world that they were manned by United Arab Republic crews. They weren't. They were manned by Soviets in United Arab Republic uniforms. And our job was to locate by radio those Soviet aircraft and to get the goods on them if we could. Incidentally, just seconds before the torpedo struck, my watch relief was a gentleman by the name of Jim Lupton. Jim comes excitedly into the processing reporting area, and he says, "Hey, Sarge, I got him, I got him." I said, "You got who, Jim?" He said, "I got the Ruskies." I said, "You're kidding." He said, "No, man, I got them, plain language." And within just a matter of seconds, the torpedo struck and killed him.
So you guys didn't know you'd already been approached by torpedo boats. The captain saw their attack angle and was already trying to take evasive action. If he wouldn't have, no doubt you would have been completely destroyed. Can you describe, because the media always waters it down and says a few planes dropped a few bombs lovingly on you. Can you walk through why it's the most decorated ship in U.S. history?
Well, few bombs. There were 840 large caliber strikes on the ship. A couple of those were napalm that destroyed all of our life rafts. There was nothing left of the life rafts but shreds from the napalm. The torpedo boats, there were over 3,100 large caliber machine gun strikes, 50 caliber machine gun strikes. Actually, I think they say they're 30 millimeter cannon, but it's about equivalent to the American 50 caliber machine gun bullet. She was riddled. And for the Israelis to say it was a case of mistaken identity just flies in the face of anyone that's ever been at sea. We had hull markings on there, GTR-5. Before you fired a ship at sea, you look up on James fighting ships and find out the target that you're firing on. It would be just like walking downtown with a pistol in your hand and finding a cop and blowing his head away and then claim, "Well, I thought he was robbing a bank." That's about the equivalent of what the Israelis were doing to us. You go to James Fighting Ships, look that number up, GTR-5. It will say in there auxiliary, which means she's a non-combatant, general technical research in the fifth ship of her class, the newest and most modern of her class.
Well, what, 5-6 years ago, an Israeli pilot came out and admitted that three times he refused to fire, and they said, "Go ahead and do it." So that was, you know, open and shut there. But now we have these communiques released.
Yes. Where they come right out and identify it as an American ship, flying an American flag.
And talking to the others, but this is from memory, let me make sure I'm correct. Because it was a war zone, wasn't the ship flying an unusually large flag?
The flag that was flying in the initial air attack was knocked down. Then the holiday flag was run up, which is the largest flag you have aboard ship. I'm not exactly sure of the size, but I think it's something like 20 feet by 30 feet or 16 by 30 feet, something of that nature.
Gigantic.
Huge. Yes.
And what did they do to the holiday flag?
Riddled it with shell fire. Riddled it with shell fire.
There's been all these defenders and debunkers who've tried to write books and tell lies and say horrible things about the vets and the heroes of Liberty. Boy, they really are eating crow right now.
Well, I hope they are. But I'm sure there's still the one in particular, Jay Crystal. Incidentally, he's a admiral in the United States Navy Reserves. He's probably retired by now. He's the one that wrote the thesis for a doctorate from the University of Miami. And that never should have been granted because I understand that he was there for economics, and yet he wrote this thesis on the liberty of how it was an accident, quote-unquote, and got his doctorate. That should have been withdrawn. But
How many hours did this now confirm deliberate attack? This is huge news, ladies and gentlemen. How long did they accidentally bomb the ship?
Somewhere around 2 hours. Some say more than that. Some say a little less than that. I think actually from the time that the first shot was fired until the last shot was fired was very close to 2 hours.
You know, sometimes when we have a news story this big on air, I don't have words to describe just how important it is. This has been a 40-year fight for justice.
Yeah.
Here it is, out in the open, NSA aircraft intercepts. Can you specifically go through more of, plus you were trained in intercepting different intercepts, so you're specifically the perfect guest for this, not just one of the heroes and victims of this, but also you're an expert in intercepts. Can you speak to us how these are intercepted, why they're so important?
The Israelis had a nuclear weapon, and I suppose were threatening to use it. And the Soviets had, ICBM submarine off Israel loaded with nuclear weapons. And there's a book out about that. I think the number of the submarine was SB-151, but I may be wrong on that.
Yeah, that's it.
But the captain of that submarine was ordered, if Israel uses the nuclear weapons, incinerate it. So here is the makings of World War III right on the doorstep. And for anyone with a lick of common sense to think that we're not going to make sure we've got all the bases covered is rather presumptuous. We had Air Force reconnaissance planes, we had Navy reconnaissance planes, we had the USS Liberty making sure that all the bases were covered, that if any information was out there of impending hostilities, it would border on World War III. We need to know about it.
Because it's World War III. You'd want to know about that.
I started using expletive.
So all this is being recorded, probably more tapes than just these aircraft, obviously. You've got the big hot zone in the world at that time, a major war going. Now, what about hours later when the Israeli commando helicopters show up with commandos on board in their assault gear? A lot of the other heroes of the Liberty and officers believe that it was the Russian spy ship observing this that did finally cause the Israelis to abort because they knew the Russians would report that.
There was a Russian destroyer that had been shadowing us our entire trip from the time we left Rota, Spain until we were on station. There was a Soviet destroyer that was shadowing us. And it's quite obvious that they were keeping an eye on things and listening in also. As a matter of fact, they were one of the first ones to offer us aid, which the captain refused. I heard the helicopters come over. I did not actually see them myself, but I heard the helicopters coming over. And I was lying on the deck in the radio room. Every transmitting antenna we had been destroyed. A couple of Commander Lewis, as he was the operations officer, Commander Lewis, a couple of his men went up topside. Terry Halbardier was one of them. I forget who the other is off the top of my head right now. And strung a long wire while these torpedo boats are riddling the ship with machine gun fire. If that's not bravery, I don't know what is. Came back down in the radio room and got a mayday off. And I was there listening to it. Firefox, Firefox, this is Rockstar, Rockstar, under attack. By unidentified surface and naval air units require immediate assistance. And as soon as the carrier Saratoga acknowledged it and said, help is on the way, the shooting stopped. I say it stopped. I saw three sailors carrying the old World War II Cork life rafts. We had three of those inside the ship. They were taking those to put over the side and get the most seriously wounded off onto them. I saw them go through the radio room, over to the port side of the ship. I heard an engine rev up and more machine gun fire, and I found out later that the Israeli torpedo boats had riddled those life rafts and carried off what was left of them.
Now, see, I've been told that by the admirals, by the first mates, by the doctor, and then I get attacked by the news media saying I just made that up. That they didn't shoot up the life rafts.
Well, I heard the shooting. Now, I didn't actually witness it firsthand.
But I've interviewed the people that did, and they're on record, too, and the media just lies and lies and says we're liars.
You got to protect Israel.
This is incredible. What are they going to do that now all these NSA intercepts have been released that the Israelis were identifying it as a U.S. ship and knew?
I'm pissed about their attack on Lebanon last year. There was no call for that. Literally thousands of Lebanese were killed and the entire country of Lebanon destroyed by the Israelis because two Israeli soldiers were captured. Give me a break.
It's unbelievable. Stay there, sir. We've got a break. We're going to come right back to you after a couple of minutes. Bruce Lockwood, he was in the Marines on that ship in the spy box down in the ship, seeing all this unfold 40 years ago, and now the truth's come out. We'll be right back. And the truth's exactly what these heroes said it was.
Here, after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, the White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 PSI, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filters. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds.
Get the Advanced Berkey Light Purifier for only $279 by calling New Millennium 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Hi, this is Jeff Rentz, and if you're interested in suppressed natural cures and rare exotic remedies, this may be the most important message you'll hear for a long time. There's an opportunity right now for a limited number of listeners to acquire an amazing, blacklisted, naturally occurring compound with very unusual ionic properties. In fact, it's considered the single most important remedy in all of Ayurvedic medicine. Medical studies have been conducted abroad on the effects this rare mineral-like compound has on energy, diabetes, tumors, ulcers, memory, and brain function, not to mention reproductive health, exercise recovery, and arthritis. Because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made. However, it's still quite legal to own this compound. And the best part, my listeners pay nothing down. Simply go to blacklistedherb.com. That's blacklistedherb.com. Or call 815-259-4552. That's 815-259-4552 for details.
Bryce Lockwood, Marine Staff Sergeant, Russian language expert, recipient of the Silver Star for heroism, ordained Baptist minister, is our guest. He was on the Liberty 40 years ago. I've got the Chicago Tribune here in front of me, and it's got the Chicago Tribune one of their experts who, you know, deciphers Israeli, who's Israeli himself, reading it, and he just, you know, going over, listening to the tapes, and it says it's an American ship, just as the pilot years ago had said. And they're told, but it's Americans. And they're told, no, go ahead and attack it. And we're going to read part of this transcript coming up in the next hour. You know, if it can be shown that American naval officers, politicians knew about all this beforehand, which we know in executive session they did, I think there needs to be criminal charges against them. I mean, this is covering up war crimes. This is becoming accessories after the fact, is it not, sir?
Yes.
Your phone just got a gigantic hum on it. Did you switch phones?
No, I'm not calling for the best phone I got in the house. I'm sorry.
That's okay. If you can just get closer to the jack, sir. I apologize for having to stop you. Go ahead. We were talking during the break. What are some of the other key points that need to be made here about war crimes?
The machining of life rafts, machine gunning of life rafts, machine gunning of stretcher bearers and first aid personnel. While they were trying to rescue wounded, the use of napalm, the ignoring of internationally recognized signs of friendly ships at sea. All of those are major war crimes. The USS Liberty Veterans Association, through legal counsel, the retired Navy Admiral Merlin Starring, and another retired Navy Admiral by the name of Mark Hill drew up the war crimes charges for the Liberty Veterans Association, and they were presented formally on June the 8th of 2005. It is the duty of the Secretary of the Army to investigate any war crimes charges that are brought by United States citizens or military personnel.
By the way, the guys writing it up had been at the highest levels of the naval JAG hierarchy.
Yes. Yes. You've seen the, I'm sure you've seen the show, many of your listeners have seen the show JAG that used to run on CBS. This is the guy with a big, broad gold stripes on his sleeve. The head JAG officer, Merlin Starring, Admiral Merlin Starring. And the Secretary of the Army has ignored those war crimes charges. It is his duty under public law to investigate them.
But they can't do it. They can't do it now. The NSA intercepts have been released.
Well, he certainly should. All the same, while we still have some survivors around, there ought to be an investigation made by Congress. They have never investigated it, in spite of all of Israeli backers stating there's been 15 investigations, there's been 17 investigations. No, there was only one investigation, and that was the one conducted by the Admiral Kidd Court, and the conclusions were predetermined by the Johnson administration. Actually, I believe Lyndon Johnson himself.
Well, Lyndon Johnson, I talked to the two admirals that heard it, came on the line and said, that GD ship's going to the bottom before we help it. So, I mean, there you go. He knew exactly what was going on when the aircraft carrier sent fighter jets to go save the ship. He said, turn it around, did he not?
I was medevac to the Carrier America, along with the operations officer commander.
Stay there. We got a break for 70 seconds, sir. We'll come right back and talk about that and get into this transcript. I'm Alex Jones.
If you would like a copy of this show, come to GCNLive.com and reserve it today. Or call toll-free 877-300-7645.